Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
I want to talk to you a little bit about, everybody say the word chaos. The title of this, I think it's going to be a series. I'm pretty sure it's going to be, but you know, I just always have to listen to the Lord, what he wants to do concerning those things. And but I want to talk to you about God's call to his people in the midst of chaos. And we really need to capture the essence of what God wants to say here concerning this. And we first have to realize that this fallen world is a broken system. Is that true? It's a broken system. And the only system that isn't broken is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the reality. And I want to add to, brother, what you're saying. There is a trust in God concerning fear. But that trust will be hard to do if you do not perfect your love. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love in you, when your love is perfected in him, that you can trust him no matter what. Amen. Because your love is perfected. And that means it's mature. See, you have perfect love in you. You have him in you. Amen. But we have to perfect that love in our behavior, in our what we say, in our language, and in how we do things. And that's the perfection of our love. That's the reason we need the chaos. We need the trials. We need the hardships that we go through. You know, so he's putting all of this is God's training for us to be perfected. Even though we are already perfect in him. We're perfect in him. Matter of fact, we're seated in the heavens. Right now, we're already seated in the heavens. But yet, we're here on this earth, growing and becoming more and more like him so we can reproduce and do the things that he did, even the greater things of which he said we would do. In the midst of all this chaos, you know, we look at it and this system that we're in, and we see that it's truly broken, and you can't fix that system. That system has to be influenced so much by the kingdom system, the system of the kingdom of God, that it changes in two, because you can't fix. It's like fixing the flesh. How many of you can fix the flesh? You can't fix the flesh. The flesh has to die. So there's no, you know, sometimes we die to the flesh about things, and all of a sudden we have a different desire in the flesh, and we start giving it CPR. And he said, no, you have to die to that. And in the process of that, you overcome. How many of you want to be an overcomer? Yes. Well, God already calls you an overcomer. The question is, do we believe we are? You know, and a part of it is our belief system, but we have so much chaos that's going on in the world, maybe in our lives, maybe no matter where we're going, we have so much of this chaos, which let's define chaos. It's a state of confusion, disorder, dismay, lawlessness, anarchy, and disharmony. So that's the state of chaos. I mean, that's what chaos really is. You know, and we have this all throughout the world, not just in the United States, it's all throughout the world. There is corruption on a huge scale, yes or no? See, there is corruption. There is molestation. There are killers of children. There are serial killers. In the world, higher than any other point in human history. I mean, when did you realize a long time ago that people would, that the church would be an unsafe place at times for people to come in and shoot people? Growing up, people would not dare to come on the church property. And why? Because there was so much of a fear of God. But see, that's gone. So we have to, you know, there is a huge vacuum that is in the world. That vacuum has to be filled. We're waiting on God. God's waiting on us. God is saying, I'm ready. Are you? I'm ready. I've done what I'm supposed to do, and I have other things available for you to function in. When are you going to step up? I love the way the Spirit of God operates. All these songs, it just goes right with the things that we're talking about, you know, and the lesson over here with Miss Martha, and then Brenda's what she sees about the bass fiddle. And I really like that, you know. So here's the bass fiddle, and he said, you're on. Listen, he got, but that's the way God speaks. You're on the bass. Hey, you got on bass. You're no longer sitting in the dugout. You're on the bass. Now stop fiddling around. And go steal the next one. Yeah, go take advantage of the enemy and steal the base. Take it back. Anyway, I love the analogy. I really do. I thank the Lord for it. Church killings, religious killings. Marriage under attack, gender under attack, uncertainty, fear, despair, sickness, disease, government's gone haywire. Suicide among teenagers at an all-time high, ever. Chaos in our inner cities, drugs escalating, organized crime winning, pornography, crimes against women, earthquakes, famines, diseases. Lies, deliberate misleadings, anger over nothing. I just want to be angry. I have the right to be angry. I'll say it this way, you have the right to remain silent. Because what you say will come back. So this vacuum that needs to be filled, and it needs to be filled by the church. We're still waiting on God to do something. And God is really saying, I'm waiting on you to step up. He's looking for his people. We are like this little boy that we want to show to get your video ready. Like this little boy that, I just don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it. Let's watch this. And you'll begin to see what we need to be able to rise up and start going where we need to go. Can we have the video now?
Hard and fast.
Hard and fast. Let's go, boy.
Well, you guys
watch this. Pick him up. I'll watch that thing. I can't tell you how many times. But did you really see what happened in the process of him trying to break through something that is very difficult for him? He falls. First thing, somebody goes over and picks him up. Our biggest hindrance is what we do. Matter of fact, the only closed heaven that we have is in between our ears. That's the only closed heaven that we have. The rest of it's open. For us to be able to be everything that we're supposed to be, be everything that God's called us to be, and do everything that He's called us to do. But he knew he was going to. His good news was going to have a hard time. He's just so little. But when he failed, what did somebody else do? Picked him up. I mean, just really, just grabbed him by the nape of the neck. Just get up, come on. Why? It wasn't mean. It was like, come, we're going to do this. Come on. Then he keeps going, and then what happens? And this is something, I'm not going to talk to you about it today, but I will in the coming Sundays. Then what happens, he starts having this barrier. And what is this barrier called? It's fear, but he's beginning to have, watch this, he has the barrier of emotional issues. His emotions begin to get involved. And so we have got to overcome emotional issues. It's not about your emotions. I love emotions. We're supposed to have emotions. But in the midst of having these emotions, what must we have? We must have the faith to continue on. And we must have each other to encourage us, keep going. His coach said what? You can do this. Listen, I hear God telling us, you can do this. This chaos that you see has a remedy. It's you. It's His people. It's the church. And in the process of being picked up and going through this emotional barrier that he has to continue, what are they saying? What are they saying? Come on. You can do it, but what were they doing? What were they all doing together? Cheering him on. What were they saying? What was his name? Stephen. What were they saying? Stephen, 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 Stephen. What were they doing? They're calling forth the very person that God made him to be. Amen. I tell you what, Vicki Logan, could you stand up, please? You've been going through some difficult days and hard times, going through some trials, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. We're here to pick you up. And we're here to encourage you. We're here to tell you, you're an overcomer. I don't care what the enemy puts in front of you, you're an overcomer. And you're going to be able to overcome anything that's in front of you. You're going to be able to overcome anything that's behind you. You know what I want to do? I want to cheer you on. Will y'all help me? Vicki, 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 Vicki. You can do it. Now, What do you think we'd be like if we were so knitted together with him and with each other? That when we see one person struggling just a little bit, that we would run to that person and start saying, whatever their name is. Why? Let me see. You know, there's so much that I want to tell you. I got a fire hydrant pressure, and I got a water hose that I've been given a water hose to get all of it out. Now it just ain't working. Don't get in the way of it because it's super strong. What we need is we need to be like Caleb. Caleb went with the other spies. Caleb and Joshua went with the other spies. All the other spies came back and said what? Can't do it. Can't do it. Too big. We're too little. We're like grasshoppers. Yeah, we saw the fruit. We saw all the blessings, but we are unable to take it. Fear. Intimidation. Not Caleb. Not Joshua. Not Caleb. Mm-mm. The Bible says that Caleb was of a different spirit. Amen. And that's what we need to be. We do not need to be the spirit of the world. We need to be of the Spirit of God. Tell me what's impossible for him. Nothing. Nothing. Caleb, he actually told him, he said, come on, listen, I've seen it. I've seen it too. It's over there. But we can do this thing. Let's go over and make them our prey. Why a different spirit? Because the Bible said that Caleb, of being of different spirit, followed the Lord fully. And obeyed what God told him. So that's what the Lord's calling us to, of a different spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit. Instead of saying, no, we can't, we say what? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. You know, how many of you know that God sees the chaos? How many of you know that God sees you and I overcoming the chaos? He already sees that. Now, if you just give me the free, I believe, I think heaven can be up there saying, John, John, come on, John, come on, John. The purposes of God are all over. Come on, John. You can do it. That's no hill for a mountain climber like you. Did you notice anything in the newsletter that seemed odd? You did, Pastor John? What was that? Are you that person? Are you that? So just little words. Are you that person? Are you the one? Moses didn't think he was the one. I stutter. You know, we can either be a fortress in the midst of this chaos, or we can be a refuge for people to come and not change. I refuse the latter. I refuse to be a place where people can just hide and not change. Why? They're not made for that. You're not made for that. We're not made for that. Your involvement will create an atmosphere for other people to join in. All it started was for one to start saying, Stephen, Stephen. All it took was one. And then they all blended in. Do you know God's answer for the chaos? If you go to Isaiah chapter 59, you begin to see in chapter 59 the situation that was taking place. It said, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save, neither is his ear so dull that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you. Now, this is Old Testament. This is Old Covenant. And he said, he does not hear, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken falsehood. Once again, here's all the stuff that we're, some of the stuff that we're reading about our chaos today. Your tongue mutters wickedness. No one sues righteously, and no one pleads honestly. They trust in confusion. They trust in confusion and speak lies and conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch adder's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies. And from that which is crushed, a snake, more lies break forth. Their webs are not becoming clothing, will not become clothing, nor will they cover themselves with their, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the acts of violence in their hands. Their feet run to evil. You see the chaos? Their feet run to evil. And they hasten to shed innocent. Everybody say innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Devastation and destruction are in their highway. Devastation and destruction are in their what? Highways. It's in their streets. Listen, you can no longer wait. You can no longer wait for the fight to come to you. It's already here. It's already here. It's already in our neighborhoods. It's already in the streets. It's already in our cities. It's already in the counties. It's already here. No waiting any longer for the fight to come to us. We got to go. We got to get in. They do not know the way of peace. No peace. There's no justice. There is no justice in their tracks. What does that mean? You can look at the history of where they've been, and it's no justice. They're not people of justice. Somebody said, you know what? You know, it's just not fair that God would do. I said, God's not fair anyway. If he's fair, let's see. Oh, I'm going to pick on. If he's fair, he's going to have to give me the same thing that he's given you. That's fair. And when we start saying God is fair, God isn't fair, God is just. The Bible didn't say, behold the goodness and the fairness of God. He says, behold the goodness and the mercy and the justice of God. God's just God. Amen? And he's looking for a just people. When we try to run the course of being fair, that's when we start getting political. Well, it's only fair that I get this because you gave them that. It's only fair. It's not about fairness. Fair is where you go where they got Ferris wheels and cotton candy. I couldn't help it. That's not in my notes. I couldn't help it. I do think it's from God, though. See, God is a just God. He wants his people to be a just people. Do you know that you are being unjust when you think of yourself less than what God thinks of you? Why? You're not in agreement with God because you're not believing what he said about you. God's calling. In the midst of all this chaos, in the midst of all the stuff that's going on, God is calling you. Right in the midst of it. Well, what are we going to do? What do we do? Well, we begin to see all through Isaiah 59 here that things are bad. They don't know peace. No justice is in their tracks. They have made their paths crooked. Follow the world and you will be on a crooked path. Let me say something else. If you got a rock, don't throw it. But I'm going to say it anyway, even if you got rocks. Follow the world and you will be on a crooked path. God said, I'm going to make all crooked paths straight. You know, that's when he becomes Lord. Everything's going to have to bow to him. Everything. But I'm also going to say this. Follow the politicians and you'll be on a crooked path. It's getting quiet in here. God has not called the politicians to intervene in chaos. God has called the church to intervene into chaos. We are to influence the politicians with the truth that we know. We are to be in their ear saying, wait just a second. Let me tell you what's wrong about this concerning. Let me tell you what's right about this. Let me tell you which way we need to go concerning this thing the way God sees this. We are to be in the ear of the politicians. Because neither one of the parties are the answer. Amen. They may have some answers. They are not the answer. He is. That's the reason we should vote how he said concerning his word. Well, what you getting political for? I'm not political. I'm telling you the truth. Did you know that the political spirit, the first thing in the political spirit, wants to kill everything that is connected to Christ? That's from the political spirit. How do we know that? You study the Bible, you begin to see it. Look at King Herod. He's gotten news of what? A new king has been born. Up to that point, nobody had been born a king. They'd only been born prince. And they had to become a king in their life. He was born king. A new king's been born. What does he do? Come on. Tell me where he is. Y'all go find him, tell me where he is, and I want to go worship him too. See, that's a political spirit. Just conniving and weaving and bobbing for another agenda. And we have to be wise to that. Promise you anything. Y'all with me?
Yes.
So you begin to see, and he says, okay, go find him. And they get led not to go that way, but to go another way. And what does he do? He comes up with a plan. About when was this child born? This is a political spirit. Herod, King Herod, he's political. He's a politician. When was this child born? Sometime between here and here. I said, that's about 2 years. Go kill all 2-year-old males. Every one you can find. Why? No, I don't want to be threatened by this new king. That's the reason you do not need to be taken over by a spirit of politics. You need to be involved bringing the truth, bringing Jesus, bringing the presence of God. You need to be involved with your voice, with your ways of doing things concerning his ways. And you need to be an instrument used by him to influence the ones that's up here making the decisions. Yes? Okay. All right, I'm done with that one. You can say amen or oh me, it really don't matter. Brightness. He said, instead of brightness, you'll have gloom. They grope along like blind men. We've groped along like blind people long enough. God's given us eyes to see. We need to start seeing. And we need to start doing. They said they grope. They said they have no eyes. They stumble in the midday. It goes on. We moan like doves. We hope for justice and we hope for salvation, but it is far from us. This word salvation means deliverance. We hope for deliverance, but deliverance is far from us. Transgressions have multiplied. And it goes on. Truth is lacking in verse 15. Well, 14, then justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has stumbled in the street. Out there. Truth is stumbling. It's not that it's truth is stumbling. Why? Because nobody's wanting to pick it up and run with it. Stumbled in the street. Righteousness cannot enter. Truth is lacking. This is his picture of chaos. And he runs aside from evil. He who turns aside from evil makes himself a prey. What does that mean? Start doing the things that God wants you to do, and you'll have a target on your back. But have no fear. We are here, and we're not going away. Now the Lord saw and was just displeasing to his sight. There was no justice, and he started looking, but he saw no man and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Oh, well, we got to lose that. When it comes to the things of God, we got to stop that nonsense. Then he with his own arm brought salvation to him, and righteousness upheld him, and he put on the righteousness like breastplate and the helmet like salvation on his head, and he put garments. He's suiting up. He wrapped himself with the zeal of a mantle. Here's the thing about it. Whatever you're passionate about, it's going to come out. Good or bad. Whatever you're passionate about is going to come out. We need to have a zeal. We need to have a passion for God. We need to have a passion for his word. We need to have a passion for his presence. We need to have a passion to be, together. Then in verse 21, he said, as for me, this is my covenant with them. This is my covenant with you, says the Lord. My spirit, which is upon you, and my words, which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your offspring, nor from the mouth of your offspring's offspring. not in the mouth of your, it won't depart from the mouth of your children nor your grandchildren. You know, that's a promise from God. Let me tell you something about the promises of God. God gives you a promise, right? How many of you, God has given you a promise? Everybody should raise. God has promised you so many things in this book. But outside of that, there's other things that the prop through words of prophecy has come to you. And it's a promise. See, God gives you a promise. And he has reached, because he's everywhere, he has reached into your future. How many of you have a future? Yes. You don't plan on dying today, right? Don't plan on it. Might happen, but I don't plan on it. Every one of you got a future. He's reached into your future and brought back the very goods and the guarantee that he gives you that this promise is going to be fulfilled, because he's already placed it in your future, because he's already grabbed hold of it and given you the guarantee that he will not lie. So with every one of us, God has given us a promise, and he's reached into the future, grabbed hold of the guarantee. And he brings it back, giving you hope, saying this is going to happen. Why? Because it's impossible for him to lie. Can I get the praise team up real quick? Are we still here? So what does he say after, hey, I put my spirit upon you, put words in your mouth, and they're not going to just be in your own mouth, they're going to be in your children's mouth, and it's going to be in the grandchildren's mouth. Amen. What's his next phrase? Anybody in there in the Bible yet? What's the next phrase? What's the next verse? The next verse is in chapter 60. The next verse, it doesn't end with that verse. It keeps going. He says, all the chaos is here. All this is happening. Shedding innocent blood. All the lies. All the deceitfulness. All the trouble. Everything that is happening. All this is going on. But I've clothed myself. That's what God said. I've clothed myself and I've answered the call. And I'm putting my spirit upon you. Yes or no? Yes. Put my spirit upon you. Everybody say the Spirit of God. Say, I'm putting my spirit upon you. I put words in your mouth so you'll be able to say the things you need to say. Have the boldness of God to be able to say the things. So he says that. He said, and you, your offspring will have it. Your children will have this thing. Your grandchildren have this thing. What is the next part? What is the next word? Somebody tell me the next word. Arise. Get up. So you want to know his plan? He just gave you the picture of all the stuff that was going on, the chaos. And then here's his answer. I've clothed myself, and I have fixed this thing. All I want you to do now is arise in what I've done. So he says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And behold, darkness will cover the earth. He said it will. Darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness will cover the people. But the Lord will shine upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. You know what his glory is? That's his character.
Yes.
His glory is his character. His glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light. Listen, people are going to be coming. People are going to be coming. The kings to the brightness of your rising. Not the politicians rising. Kings is going to come to the brightness of your rising. The church. Lift up your eyes round about and see. And they all gather together. They come to you. Your sons and your daughters from afar. Your sons from afar and your daughters will be carried in the arms. Then you will see and be radiant. And your heart will thrill. And rejoice, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of nations will come. There's a lot of preachers that want to jump on that, the wealth of nations, and they'll start teaching a false prosperity message because they haven't read the whole thing. Right. Mm-hmm. Amen, Terry. That is the truth. I just thought I'd do that. What's going to happen when we rise? Zechariah says this. Love, truth, and peace. Thus says the Lord of hosts. It will yet be that the peoples will come. It will yet be that they're going to be coming. We just read that. They're going to be coming. And they're going to be saying to one another, let us go. This is 8:19. Let us go at once. Let us. This is the people that you're trying to influence. Let us go at once and entreat the favor of the Lord. And seek the Lord of hosts. I will also go. That's what they're saying. I will also go. So many peoples and mighty nations will come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and entreat the favor of the Lord. Watch this verse. Watch this one. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days 10 men from all the nations will grasp the garment of a Jew. Now, we are a descent from the Jewish nation. We've been grafted in. He's talking about the Jewish people, but he's talking about you.
Yeah.
Come up here, brother, real quick. He said, they're going to be coming from all the different nations, and they're going to grab you. They're going to grab you by the garment. They're going to grab hold of you by the garment.
Yep.
If I tear your shirt, I'll get you a new one. He said, they'll grab you by the garment, and they'll say, let us go with you.
Yeah.
We have heard that God is with you. So as you're walking, following God, they're grabbing. Wait. They're grabbing a hold of you, saying, wait a minute, we're going to go with you because we've heard that God's with you. Stand to your feet. It's time that we go ahead and sing this hallelujah song and mean it.
Praise hallelujah.
So point one is grow up. Yeah. Point two is show up. We'll give you the rest of them later. Grow up in Him and show up. God's wanting you and I to show up. That's the reason he said he's looking for somebody. So you can pray. And intercession is good. That's the first thing you're going to have to do. Pray up. Yeah. Then you have to grow up. Then you're going to have to show up.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So this is going to be our dismissal. I hope you have something that you can take in your little food bag. And you can munch on it and chew on it all week.
Yes. Yes.
This is not something that's just going to go away. This is something that is here to stay. Amen.
Yes.
So as we sing this, feel free to join in and worship God in this hallelujah, because this thing he says, one of the things in this song, it says this. I wrote it down. Sing hallelujah. Raise a hallelujah. Raise a hallelujah. Raise this hallelujah.
Yeah.
Raise up from the depths of who he said you are. Not what you think you are,
right,
but who he said you are.
Yes.
You reach deep and you raise up a hallelujah in the midst of your enemy.
Yeah.
He said, in the presence of your enemy.
Yes.
Why should we do that? Because he set a table for you.
Amen.
In the middle of your enemies.
Yes.
And the enemies have to watch you eat from God's table. Are you that person? Wave your hand. Are you that person?
Yes.
I'm that person. Go ahead.
Now raise a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the presence.
Hope will arise.
whom shall I send? Send me, Lord. Send me. Are you one of those?
We're here.
Are you that person? Say, send me, Lord.
Send me, Lord.
I'm ready. Send me. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's hard to end, but we had to. There was an announcement in the newsletter concerning next Sunday is going to be the Brothers Like These. It's going to be some of the Vietnam veterans that are going to be telling their own stories. It's going to be at 2 o'clock at Flat Rock Place Playhouse. The tickets open. They open for tickets at 12. Don't you think about leaving. Now, I'm messing with you. If you want to go, contact Lisa, and she's going early that day. It's at 2 o'clock, but she's going to... There you are. I didn't see you sitting. You're over here, hallelujah, hallelujah, Inga. Okay, come up here so they'll know who you are. Some of them. Okay, she's going to... She'll take your money. I don't know to where, but she will take it.
I'll be the heathen and leave early.
Yeah. I've given her permission to leave early. She's going to go up there at 12 o'clock, be there at 12 o'clock to be able to get the tickets. If you want to be able to go and not have to rush, because these are Vietnam vets that are telling you their true stories. It's only going to be about an hour and 15 minutes, the lady said. It gives them an opportunity to open up, and it gives you an opportunity to experience what they, and you'll be grateful for what you hear concerning that. If you want to go, contact her so she can get you a ticket for next Sunday. Amen? Amen. God bless you. You're a wonderful group of people.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.